Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, underscoring a strong growth outlook for Asia's aerospace and defense industries, over 95% of its exhibition space has been taken up for the upcoming 7th edition of the Singapore Air Show, held from the 11th to the 16th of February, or to be held 2020 at Changi Exhibition Centre, Singapore.
Well, as the organizer of the Singapore Air Show, Xperia Events has been fostering industry development and thought leadership as a dynamic world-class platform for countries and companies to build networks and forge strategic partnerships in the aerospace and defense ecosystem.
We're happy to speak today to Lek Chet Lam, CEO of Xperia Events, and also Matthew Rajendran, Flight Operations Manager of the Singapore Air Shows at Xperia Events, about the growth outlook in the aviation and aerospace industries. Gentlemen, thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Chet Lam. How important is reskilling and lifelong learning, particularly in the aviation industry?
Well, we all know that the technology is moving. So the industry has been also growing in terms of complexity, in terms of technological advancement. So really, it's a matter of keeping pace and making sure that all of us stay relevant. So really, it's very important that all of us who are involved in the aviation industry need to understand the three learns, I call it, you know, unlearning, learning and relearning, so that we stay relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Matthew?
For me, I was in the Air Force for about 30 years, and moving from a military sector into a commercial sector, there's a lot of changes that require for you mentally to in-depth into the commercial world. Skills that I was fortunate because the aviation world was part of my life for 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going into a commercial aspect, especially events and organizing aspects for any aviation-related activities, mm-hmm. was easier to transit because you understand the technology and the language that is talked about.
Why did you move away from the Republic Singapore Air Force? 3 decades is a long time, and then you entered the events space.
Yeah. At that time, the policy was for officers to retire at the age of 45.
Okay.
So, and that was about 10 years ago, and once I left the Air Force, I started to embark on a second career. And I was looking for somewhere more related to my field.
Mm.
And fortunately, Xperia Events came by and offered me a post. And I took upon the opportunity to accept it because it's related. But I was a little bit apprehensive because I'm now going from a military
mindset
to a commercial mindset.
Right.
I took the challenge, and I'm still with them now after 10 years.
Okay, that was a good decision. Well, what do you gentlemen think about what will become obsolete in the industry in the future? I mean, we all live in a very disruptive industry. What do you think will become obsolete in the industry?
My view on that is I don't think anything becomes obsolete.
Uh-huh.
I think it's all, you just need to morph it, transform it into something that's relevant in today's context. Just an example, right? We had telex years ago. It didn't get obsolete. It just morphed into faxes. And faxes did not get obsolete. It just morphed into computers and emails. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just moving along, making sure that we reskill, as I always mention, unlearn, learn and relearn, mm-hmm. Just to make sure that we stay pace and be relevant to the industry. Yeah.
Matthew, when you made the switch, what was most surprising to you? I'm sure you understood there were things you needed to learn, but what surprised you?
What surprised me was how the people in the commercial world tackle problems.
Okay.
You know, they're very open. For us in the military, when we're in the military, we are very regimented. We do things step by step.
Okay.
But I'm surprised that in the commercial world, and they look at problems in a different way, and they still get the ends met to their goal.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I learned from that. You know, I learned from how they look into problems and how they take. Some of the methods they use, we will never dream of using it in the military. But it produces results when I adapt, you know. And I also impart some of my knowledge and my method of management towards them. And I'm quite happy that many of them accept it and blend towards their work processes.
Did you want to share with us some of the concerns, some of the examples before the switch? And how did you overcome them? Some of the challenges for you?
I was an officer, trained as an officer. You know, when I go into an office, I want things to be nicely set up, mm-hmm. you know, but it doesn't work out that way, you know. So I have to adapt to the environment and try to and be more open. So I started to, you know, be open to everybody, even from the man manning the desk right up to the management level. I got good results. I was quite fortunate that the people I work around.
Chit Lam, you know, reskilling and lifelong learning is a great investment for an individual. How can an organization, say like Experia Events, help to promote better self-upgrading, so to speak?
I think there are two parts to that. One is the individual. So like Raj here, he's a perfect example. Moving on from transiting from a military environment into a commercial environment, it takes the desire, the want of the individual who want, you know, that I want to find a second career, I want to learn something new. So that part of it. The second part of it is really the company itself, like Experia Events, whereby we, as a company, we, the management, we need to make sure that we know what's happening in the industry, keep pace, stay relevant, and offer training and reskilling, retooling opportunities so that all our staff can, those who are really wanting it, have the opportunity to embark on that and then learn more and, again, you know, contribute to the growth of the company and also to the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, Matthew was self-motivated, already had a goal in mind. Some of us, you can lead us to water, can't force us to drink. How, though, do you help to motivate staff to continue learning and on this lifelong journey?
So that's I think we need to show by example, show the results that we get at the end of the air show. So, let's say in the previous air show, we had 1,000 exhibiting companies, and then we had the 80,000 or 130,000 visitors. And if we can show them that how we grew from show to show and what are the skills we need to get us from point A to point B, I think that's one way that we can motivate the staff to want to upgrade, upskill and reskill.
Well, you're tuned to Money FM 89.3. We're talking to Lik Chit Lam, CEO of Experia Events, and Matthew Rajendran, Flight Operations Manager of Singapore Air Shows at Experia Events as well. Well, gentlemen, aviation is a very important hedge in Singapore's diversified economy. How will aviation jobs be transformed? I mean, any area that you think the allocation of manpower, etc.?
I see in the future, aviation industry will incorporate more and more AI, IT technologies, which will help a lot to, you know, integrate between the modern times and what it was past. Mm-hmm. People's reskilling is also, to a certain extent, yes, important, but the attitude of people is very important. The interpersonal skills they have to blend with talking to the exhibitors, contractors and all that. It's important, you know, for the industry to grow. And this is where I see that the aviation industry will grow if we have in this kind of sectors and skills.
So the growth is in all studies have shown the growth forecasts, Asia Pacific, Singapore, you know, I think there's great prospects and great opportunities. So growth will be there, jobs will be created, and I think the transformation will be one that greatly whereby we the people in the industry, need to understand that machines computers will take away maybe a majority of the, you know, day-to-day routine task. Mm-hmm. And we need to accept that that task is taken over. We need to find our new roles. You know, how do we then work together with equipment and machinery and inject the smarts into the whole system? So we need to find our new role. We need to redefine ourselves. And really, we need to believe that together we can, you know, with machines and all that, we can bring the industry to higher standards and a higher level of growth.
Do you think, Chit Lam, that Experia Events is in a high-touch industry? So that people touch, that people skills is very important, like Matthew said.
Definitely, because for each and every show, we deal with more than 1,000 participating companies. We've got 180,000 people that, you know, come through our shows through their 6 days. So there's a lot of touch points. So really, you know, in terms of computers and all that, processes are important, but touch points, that's something that I think that's very important for us. And we keep making sure that our staff understand that, and we do send them for courses and training So that, you know, we can bring the level of engagement with expatriates, with trade visitors to a different level and make them feel welcome to the show.
Now, we've been talking about career switches here and there so far, particularly with Matthew in the mix here. What are some of the tips that you have for those who are actually considering a change in career, I mean, but are already far into their current jobs?
Perhaps quite similar to what happened with you, Matthew. Yeah. 30 years in a particular job, and then you switched to something quite different. Similar, but quite different.
Well, I think the main thing is when you want to switch to something that you've been doing for a long time, it's good, first off, to start off looking at the same sector so that you don't have to really spend a lot of time to relearn and change. Because that sometimes puts off a person's enthusiasm, if you can. But I know it's quite difficult. Before you leave, you maybe prepare yourself. You know, prior to leaving completely from a particular agency, prepare yourself and be open and try to look for something that is more related to what your job is. If you're coming out from operations world, try not to do something financial. Okay. You know, you got to do something more related. Okay. That's the kind of advice I would give.
How challenging was it, I want to know, Matthew, for you? Because the military world is relatively different, or perhaps it's a misconception on our part. But 100,000 plus people moving through the air show, you can't be barking orders at them, unfortunately, Matthew.
No.
The 6-year-old who is so excited to see the F-16, for example.
Oh, yeah. It was difficult times in the earlier years, you know, trying, you know, so telling everybody, hey, you cannot touch here, you can't touch here.
Yeah, but follow the rules, walk here. No.
But somehow or other, we manage, you know, we speak to people in a very professional way, in a nice way. People understand. We don't bark, you know. And then that's how I transform myself towards that direction.
And so I think a lot lies with the individual, like what Raj said, having an open mind. And also the working environment helps, because if the working environment is showing that this is the way to be, and if the individual is willing to make an effort to change himself or herself, I think that works. So I think that's important for both the individual and the company to work together on that.
Right. Okay, before we let you guys go, what's next for Xperia Events? I mean, are there any plans on the horizon?
I think very busy, Chet Lam, with the air show 2020. Yeah.
So that's all we have on mind. February 2020, 11 to 16. It's going to be a bigger and better show than 2018. So please, do come visit us.
What about for you, Matthew?
I would like to continue to work with the industry, I mean with Xperia Events, probably until the next air show, SA 2022. And thereafter, probably sit down, relax, and spend my time with the church.
Oh,
You know,
that's
dedicate
nice.
My energy with the church.
Lake Chet Lam, CEO of Xperia Events, joining us today. Also, Matthew Rajendran, Flight Operations Manager of the Singapore Air Shows at Xperia Events. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.